1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine with Shell Rotella Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Shell Rotella provides triple action to help control wear, deposits, and emissions, and adapts to your driving conditions. Right now, save $5 on all 1 gallon Shell Rotella products. Limits apply. See your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Georgia, the judge overseeing the 2020 election interference case dismissed several charges today involving former President Trump and his co-defendants.
The six dismissed counts relate to the pressure that was allegedly put on Georgia lawmakers to award the state's electoral votes to Donald Trump. Those counts accused the defendants of soliciting the violation of a public officer's oath. But Judge Scott McAfee writes that the indictment is too generic and lacks critical details on exactly how an officer's oath to the federal or state constitution would have been violated. In a win for prosecutors, Judge McAfee rejects attempts to toss out the remaining counts in the indictment.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In California, a group of demonstrators blocking traffic today to the San Francisco airport and security checkpoints, demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. It comes as civilians are facing famine due to the Israel-Hamas war. And storms on the march across the Rockies. Denver could see up to a foot of snow in the city's biggest storm of the season. This is ABC News. In Michigan, closing arguments are underway in the trial of James Crumbley. He's the father of the Oxford High School gunman.
Both sides have rested their case in the Michigan trial of the father of the Oxford High School shooter. James Crumbley is charged with involuntary manslaughter, accused of failing to intervene to stop his son Ethan from killing four fellow students in November 2021. The defense has argued the father, who did not take the stand, could not have foreseen his son's deadly shooting rampage. But prosecutors pointed out James Crumbley bought his son the gun used in the shooting, and that he and his wife Jennifer, who was convicted last month of the same charge, missed several warning signs and failed to remove their son from school the day of the shooting. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
In Japan, a launch failure for a commercial rocket today. A private company was trying to become the first in Japan to launch a satellite into orbit. The rocket, though, exploded just 5 seconds after liftoff. The authorities say that no one was injured in that blast. The cause of the rocket failure under investigation. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Sitting pretty under a mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures stay unseasonably warm and soar to the upper 60s. This all ahead of clouds thickening tonight and rain rolling in overnight. It'll be a dark and damp day tomorrow with winds whipping. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 65.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Investigators have released the name of a man who was shot and killed by Janesville police earlier this month. The Rock County Medical Examiner's Office says 57-year-old Andrew Ziegler was shot and killed during a standoff on March 1st. Janesville police say officers shot Ziegler when they responded to a call of a man with a gun. They allege that two people inside of the home were not able to leave safely, so they shot Ziegler, who was allegedly the man with the gun. The Department of Justice is heading the investigation. The state Supreme Court is reopening the debate over ballot drop boxes. The liberal majority court accepted a case that looks to overturn Wisconsin's current ban on ballot drop boxes. The old court ruled that Wisconsin law does not allow for them at any place except the election clerk's office. Democrats and activists argue the state law didn't specifically ban them. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley wrote yesterday that the liberal majority court is trying to increase the electoral prospects of its preferred political party. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope. There is help. And there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Good afternoon. Reporting from the PDPW Annual Business Conference in Wisconsin Dells, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the city administrator replacement options, an update on the FunFest location, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. Eau Claire's other hospitals say they are ready for this month's HSHS closings. Marshfield Clinic yesterday said it reopened its urgent care facility and more than doubled its labor and delivery beds in Eau Claire. Mayo Clinic Health System says it, too, has been working to increase care in northwestern Wisconsin. Both Marshfield and Mayo say they've been at the local job fairs for the people who will lose their jobs once Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls close next week. The Wisconsin Senate has once again fired some of the governor's appointees. Republicans in the Senate yesterday fired 8 of Governor Evers' people, including UW Regents John Miller and Dana Walks. They had both voted against the compromise that cleared the way for pay raises for UW employees, as well as UW-Madison's new engineering building. That agreement, though, came with a freeze on diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. The Senate also fired 4 appointees to the Wisconsin Judicial Commission. Senators say those 4 either didn't know what their job was or refused to answer questions about the direction of the state's court system. Meanwhile, Governor Evers appointed Mondovi teacher Amy Traynor to the Board of Regents.
She teaches at Anthony Akers School in the Mondovi School District. It doesn't look like the people who want to oust Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker got enough signatures. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said their recall Voss effort fell about 900 signatures short in Robin Voss's original legislative district. The group did get other signatures, including some from Voss's new legislative district, and the Election Commission is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court which signatures it should count. Voss has said the recall effort comes from a small group of people with a personal grudge against him. There's no word on when the Wisconsin Supreme Court may weigh in on the recall effort. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that 32 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in 2023. Warden Jacob Holtzclaw says people need to understand how their vehicles work before they get behind the controls.
Remember that a UTV or an ATV does not handle like a motor vehicle. They have a higher center of gravity typically, and their tires are typically not designed for paved roads.
Holtzclaw said you should always wear a helmet, even if state law doesn't require it in some cases. 95% of those who died in the crashes weren't wearing a helmet. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
A burning ban remains in place in Buffalo County after a prescribed burn at W582 Burt Lane in the town of Buffalo got out of control Monday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, the prescribed burn was on land owned by the Mississippi Valley Conservancy. The fire got out of control and went up the bluff and into a wooded area. Firefighters from Fountain City, Tri-County, and Dodge Fire Departments needed 4 hours to get the fire under control. The fire burned about 25 acres. Mondovi and Durand firefighters also responded to another wildfire in Buffalo County yesterday. Some road construction projects will affect traffic in Wabasha County starting today. Wabasha County Road 2 will undergo pulverization in place between County Road 17 and Highway 63 near Lake City. Motorists can expect loose gravel, lane closures, and traffic delays until earthwork operations begin at the end of March, when Highway 2 will be closed to traffic until the end of September. Motorists are suggested to avoid the area now and find alternate routes. St. Croix County is the latest to go on the record against refugee resettlement in western Wisconsin. The county board last night approved three resolutions against the plans from World Relief to resettle the rest of the 75 refugees who are headed to the Chippewa Valley area. St. Croix County leaders say they're not against the refugees themselves. Instead, they're frustrated with the lack of answers and the top-down approach that is being used. One of the resolutions is in support of a plan from Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany that will give local leaders a say in whether refugees can be sent to their communities. Wisconsin Supreme Court will reopen the debate over ballot drop boxes. The liberal majority court yesterday accepted a case that looks to overturn Wisconsin's current ban on ballot drop boxes. The old conservative majority court ruled that Wisconsin law does not allow for ballot drop boxes at any places except the elections clerk's office. But Democrats and others argued that state law didn't specifically ban them. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley wrote yesterday that the liberal majority court is, once again, trying to increase the electoral prospects of its preferred political party. The court will hear arguments in the case on Monday.
You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
McCall on Return to Concrete at Bristol. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now we get ready to rumble in Richmond.
Virginia is for lovers.
You ready?
Of a return to night racing. Of a rocking infield experience that offers unparalleled access to your favorite NASCAR drivers.
Kyle Larson.
Of a spring weekend full of friends and electric short track action you'll never forget. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, March 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Bristol Motor Speedway returns to its concrete roots this weekend following a three-year experiment with a dirt surface. Brad Keselowski nearly won the first Bristol dirt race and had good showings in the other two. Matt McCall, NASCAR Cup Series crew chief on the RFK Racing No. 6 Mustang, explained on MRN's crew call how his notes can still be utilized as the team prepares for the change.
There's no negative for that on the notebook side, you know, and obviously we got the test there, a little bit of wet weather stuff, a little bit of dry testing, you know, with the body change we have. So hopefully that allows us to get pretty close and, you know, start practice and tweak a little bit and get in a good spot for the race.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Marquette guard Tyler Kolek will miss the Big East Tournament opener on Thursday night while he recovers from an oblique injury. I'm Bill Scott with sports. He's also questionable for the remainder of the tournament, but Coach Shaka Smart said he will be ready for the team's NCAA Tournament opener. Marquette forward Osa Igodaro was named the Big East Scholar Athlete of the Year. Providence guard Devin Carter is the Player of the Year. UConn's Dan Hurley is the Coach of the Year. Wisconsin women's hockey forwards Casey O'Brien and Kirsten Sims have been named top three finalists for the 2024 Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award today. O'Brien is second in the country in points with 69. Sims is the WCHA Player of the Year and leads the nation in scoring with 71 points on 32 goals and 39 assists. The winner will be announced on March 23rd. Second-seeded Badgers open their quest for an eighth NCAA title on Saturday against the winner of Thursday's matchup between Penn State and St. Lawrence at Levon Arena. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Five exciting championship games highlighted the girls' basketball state tournament over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
What a weekend it was for girls basketball at the Rush Center in Green Bay, which saw a 10,000 person boost in attendance this season. The fans got their money's worth, including some incredible games on Championship Saturday. In Division 1, Arrowhead outlasted Nina 69-59 as sophomore Natalie Cusso was tremendous with 26 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. It helped overcome a big performance by Nina's Allie Zabel, who had 35 points in the title game after a 40-piece in the semifinals. The UConn recruit was named the WBCA Ms. Basketball earlier in the week. For the third straight year, Notre Dame and Pewaukee met in the Division II championship game, but Pewaukee got the upper hand this time in a 60-52 victory, ending Notre Dame's run of three straight championships. Edgewood edged out Xavier to claim the Division III title 55-52. Laconia was a repeat winner in Division IV, taking down Cuba City 47-43. The Division V title game was a thriller, going to overtime, as Albany Monticello rallied from a 5-point deficit with 30 seconds left in regulation to force the extra period. There, the Space Stallions would claim the championship in the co-op's first season of existence as the 4th seed won 57-54. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from StrikeMaster and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. Your Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers for stream monitoring in central and northeastern Wisconsin. More details about the program when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today. The Wisconsin DNR is seeking volunteers to help monitor streams and rivers in several basins located in central and northeastern Wisconsin, specifically the Lower Fox, Upper Fox, Wolf River, and Northeast Lakeshore basins. There are multiple monitoring locations in each basin that need volunteers, and more than one person can sample each site. Sampling occurs once a month from May through October, and monitoring locations are located at or near road crossings and are chosen for their ease of access. Volunteers should be comfortable wading into the water, but no previous water quality experience is needed. Volunteers will be trained on DNR protocol, and all equipment will be supplied except for boots and waders. The DNR would not be able to monitor as many water bodies without volunteer help, so state volunteers are crucial for these monitoring programs. For more information about volunteering, contact Catherine Wendorf at catherine.wendorf@wisconsin.gov or call 920-296-5126. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at outdoornews.com.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/My Lowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sitting pretty under a mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures stay unseasonably warm and soar to the upper 60s. This all ahead of clouds thickening tonight and rain rolling in overnight. It'll be a dark and damp day tomorrow with winds whipping. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 65.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Definitely, I called it the teeter-totter action that seemed to be happening within this market trade today, especially when you looked at that corn market and the fluctuations that continue to happen within the trade. We're going to look at some other factors that are building in, like the example, what happened in the beans. I know we've got some weather concerns out there, and we'll also take a look at what happened on the livestock side of the trade. So, of course, we're going to get all those numbers coming in and a look at what happened with Darren Fry. Darren, of course, is with Water Street Advisors. And I think we got to start out talking about this bean market and kind of saw some breaks happening and some nice recoveries.
Yeah, you know, today, we had the bean market down pretty good, down 13, 14 cents earlier. And it just kind of kept fighting back until it got back to basically unchanged on the day. Same thing with meal. We saw meal down about $6, $6.50, and it came down back to finish down maybe $2 to $3. Bean oil was pretty much higher all day. So bean oil was led higher, I think, by the strength in crude. Crude showing some signs here of wanting to go higher and having a pretty good day up over $2 a barrel today. So I think that really helped the bean oil out considerably.
Well, as you look at that, what type of influence push are you seeing on this oil market? Because it just kind of sits quietly back in the background for a while, and then every so often it rears its head.
Well, you know, we've been bearish the bean oil for some time from a technical standpoint. What was going on fundamentally was, a lot of that used cooking oil that the EU wasn't taking, the United States was taking, and we were using some of that, obviously, in the renewable diesel, biodiesel sector. And so had a lot of competition there to bean oil. And then you had crude palm oil, on its lows, but it's recovered here over the last couple months. And so by getting rid of some of that used cooking oil and seeing the crude palm oil moving higher, I think the bean oil has finally had to get maybe a bottom in place, and maybe we can look higher. I'd like to see more price actually upside, but fundamentally and technically, things are starting to line up as we see this crush continue to expand. We see the biodiesel numbers be really good, and obviously it doesn't ever hurt, Susan, when you see energy markets like heating oil, the RBOB, and crude oil up. that is going to lend some credibility to the ethanol and the biodiesel, renewable diesel side.
I was just going to ask you, since you started talking about the energy department, how do you think demand's going for the ethanol industry right now?
Well, I think, you know, we need to see some more legislation come through just to get E15 approved year-round. I know they're talking about doing that after the election, but I do think that there's good margins in ethanol, and we know that, you know, certain times of year you build inventory and then you shrink those back, and I think right now things are starting to look up, and I think some of the grind numbers that the USDA's put out might have to be expanded a little bit as we're still ahead of their pace. For their expectations.
I know CONAB numbers came out earlier this week, and we know the discrepancy that always seem to happen between CONAB and USDA, but are their numbers, do you consider them to be a lot more kind of firm as to what they're seeing in those crops down there?
Well, you'd think they'd have a better handle on it than the USDA, but the USDA is, you know, about 8 million metric tons apart from CONAB, even farther apart on the corn numbers. And, you know, the people that are bearish say USDA is accurate. CONAB's just trying to be empathetic with the farmers down there, their situation. I think they probably have a better idea than USDA. And one of the things that I've noticed in the cash market is, and we've seen good demand from China, but, you know, right through the gut slot of harvest, as they harvested those beans, the first 60%, let's say, we've seen the basis rise about a dollar down there. And the harvest has been really quick. And so when the harvest is fast and demand has been good, but you got a big crop, you would still think the basis would have a hard time firming. And so it makes me wonder if the crop's as big as what everybody has been saying. Maybe CONAB is closer to the mark. We know a lot of privates are under them. And so I don't think it's just demand from China. I think it's a combination of both. And maybe they're a little closer to the mark than USDA. So time will tell. USDA is very slow to come down. But by May or June, you know, they'll be close to the mark by then. But that's a little late for trading, obviously.
And I'm sure, you know, with the Safrina crop, too, weather's going to continue to play a marketing ploy in it as well.
Absolutely. And there might be a chance for a little moisture, scattered showers coming in here in that 11 to 15 day period out there toward the end of the month. But overall, I see a warmer than normal pattern, a drier than normal pattern down there. And you know, much like 2016, and this is a good analog year for this year, is 2016. And they lost about 22% of that crop that year. And I think they could lose a good amount of bushels. And that'll really change how much demand we see from an export side, not just for old crop, but into our new crop as well. So a lot to be determined here in the next 6 to 8 weeks down there in Brazil.
So can this corn market kind of center itself a little bit? Because like today's trade, Darren, it just seemed to be on both sides of the fence and couldn't find a happy medium.
Yeah, well, you know, we're on a 30-cent rally here, 35-cent rally in corn, more like a, you know, a 75, 80-cent rally in soybeans. So we've covered some ground here in the last 8 or so trading session, 10 trading sessions. So the market is trying to figure out, hey, can I go higher or do I just need to go back to the lows and make another new low? Is this a retracement that leads to a new low, or is this something different and we've made a bottom? And I'm kind of looking for May corn. We got to really get above 455, 460 area. That's still another 15, 20 cents. Love to see the beans above 12 and a quarter. That's another 30 cents. If we do that here in the next, let's say, 5 to 10 trading sessions, then I think you do have a bottom in place. But if we don't do that, we might have to go back to the lows one more time.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We'll kind of talk about what's going on in this wheat complex and, of course, the interesting ride that we have had on the livestock side. We know that June live cattle, by that way, closed above the Friday's highs. So some interesting things maybe yet to come for that commodity market. More is coming up. It is the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. And we're continuing our conversation with Darren Fry. Darren, of course, with Water Street Advisors. So let's kind of talk about the wheat complex. What's your biggest takeaway for what seems to be going on with a market that has had some interesting trade action from outside influences?
Yeah, it sure has. You know, I've been trying to figure out when we're going to bottom this market, and thought we maybe had one in place 10, 12 weeks ago in the Chicago wheat, but that failed and kept going to new lows in all these classes. And, of course, now the latest thing is China's been canceling all these cargoes they bought earlier. First, the soft red, and they've done, you know, 500,000, 600,000 metric tons of that. But now they're threatening to cancel some Kansas City, some hard red winter wheat. I saw they canceled a couple cargoes of French wheat today. And so this got the market, you know, up in arms and what should we do? But, you know, it feels kind of like we have bottomed with all this negative news. I mean, this week itself, we've had some negative news. And last week we saw some reversals. We saw some candlestick chart pattern reversals. We saw some markets within the wheat classes that had double closed key reversal outside bar combinations. Some of those were scored on the daily, some on the weekly. So when you get that much bottoming reversal action and you're digesting a cheap Russian FOB market and cancellations from China, maybe you are bottoming because you're starting to digest and reject the negative news and you're turning anyway. And so it's possible we have a low in place. We need to see more. But I like how the market has digested the negative news this week.
I'll tell you, if there was ever a perfect textbook example of politics playing in the grain markets, this would be one of them.
It sure is. They are great marketers, and they use any rules available to do so and take advantage of things. But they know how to bring a market to its knees and get people to flush out at the wrong time. And I'm sure that China has more up its sleeve here as we move through this year. Just remember, ahead of this election, I don't know what they're going to do, but the last time Trump was in, and I'm not saying he's going to get elected, but they probably fear that looking at the polls. And if he gets in, there'll be a lot of fighting around trade talks, around trade wars, around imposing sanctions, those type of things. And so they might be trying to get some extra grain bought here ahead of this fall. Who knows? But I wouldn't be surprised.
Now, Darren, we've got that looming report coming end of month, and you're already starting to hear the acreage chatter of corn versus beans. But then you get that thrown in, well, but it all depends on what Mother Nature does. Eastern Corn Belt, Western Corn Belt. How long do you think till the market switches their focus from South American weather and starts focusing more on U.S. weather?
Well, I think to some degree the market's trying to do that. You know, the acreage thing will determine, weather will help determine that, price will help determine that. I mean, what cotton's doing down the Mid-South and Delta, I think it's going to rob some corn and bean acres, especially if they farm for the insurance payment. We know the insurance guarantee is higher there, almost identical to last year compared to corn and beans that took a real hit this year. And so you could lose a couple million acres of corn and beans or more down the Mid-South and Delta area. But then it just comes down to dollar and cents and what the farmer wants to grow, what he prefers growing, and then obviously what weather allows. But I do think that the focus on South America weather is going to be still front and center until we get to about the middle of April, and then it's really going to shift all eyes on North American weather. A lot of people are concerned about how quickly this El Nino is maybe switching to La Nina. We're seeing those waters around the 3.0, 3.40 region, INSO region, really starting to cool down, making big strides, and a little bit of a negative PDO off the West Coast as those waters are cooling down. And so this might increase some volatility around our weather for the Northern Hemisphere as we get into this 24 growing season.
Switch gears a little bit. Look at the livestock side. June live cattle closing above the highs of Friday. What's your takeaway?
Wow, that's good action, especially, you know, last week we broke out, and then, of course, we closed right back into support levels. I was on some different programs, and people were asking me, what do you think? And I said, this is allowable, but it's, you know, it's concerning, right? And then to see the market rebound here as we begin a new week and really start putting some exclamation points on it, getting through the high from last Friday is a good starting point. But I like to see the market add more. We know fundamentals are real strong. Numbers are tight. Yes, demand on the export side on beef is a little bit light. But, man, we're seeing some good action here technically. And we still have ups in this market as we look at boxed beef and what it's doing. Strong seasonal as we move into May. I mean, we could see choice up around 350 before May ends. So there's just no way around it. I think the packers will come after this stuff, and we probably got higher markets to come here in cattle.
All right. Good news there. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Well, they can always call me at the office at 866-249-2528, or they can look me up on Twitter. I'm at Frye, F-R-Y-E underscore W-S-S.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Just a reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S. made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Since 1840, the USDA has been tracking and reporting changes to American agriculture through the Census of Agriculture. And the most recent, covering the years 2017 to 2022, was released recently. I'll have the details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done, because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Every 5 years, officials at the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service send out surveys to farmers all across America with a series of questions designed to help understand the major changes impacting the world of production agriculture. And those results are published as the Census of Agriculture. Hubert Hamer, who has served as the administrator of the National Agricultural Statistics Service since 2016, announced the results and expressed satisfaction in providing the congressionally mandated report. One thing the census confirmed was the ongoing consolidation in production agriculture. This year's census found 7% fewer farms than the 2017 report, but the average acreage farmed continued to climb, hitting 463 acres this year. 39% of all U.S. land is used for farm purposes. That's down slightly from the last census. In addition to consolidation, another long-time trend is still in place. That's the aging of the American farmer. Data shows the average farmer is 58.1 years old. That's about 6 months older than the prior census. And beginning farmers average 47.1 years old. Interestingly, the data also showed that about 9% of farmers were under the age of 35, but the farms managed by younger producers tended to be bigger in both acreage and in sales. Whatever age they are, those farmers are likely part of a family farm operation, which still constitute 95% of all U.S. farms. And family-run farms manage 84% of the farmland in this country. On that farmland, 32% of it is used for grain and oilseed production, with another 40% used to raise cattle. Internet issues are still a concern for rural Americans, though it does seem to be improving. As the census reported, 79% of farmers have access to internet at home, compared with 75% 5 years ago. I'll be back with more data on the farmer of 2024 after this.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Yes, and according to the most recent Census of Agriculture from the USDA, farms with sales over $1 million or more comprised 6% of all farm operations, while utilizing 31% of all farm land and accounting for over 75% of all ag sales. While farms with less than $50,000 in annual sales make up 74% of farms and 2% of all ag sales. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle or a brief shower. Sprinkle and some showers around. Low tonight, low 40s. High tomorrow, low 50s. Sun's back, breezy, and around 50 Friday. The weekend looks breezy with more clouds around than sun and high temperatures in the upper 40s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Joe Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hurt, remember when?
changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Remember when the sound of little feet was music? We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when 30 seems so old now, looking back, it's just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when we said when we turn gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when? Remember when?
You look so disbelieving at my suitcase by the door. My taxi's on its way, I can't take it anymore.